The project is a part of a multi-year National Institute of Health grant, and it focuses not on individual patients or even individual cancers. Researchers are looking specifically at cancer rate disparities in rural areas like central and southern Illinois.
Focusing our attention on it is one thing, but focusing our research attention is a little bit different in the sense that why is this happening and what are the reasons behind it? And that you have to research that to figure that out. And I think that's what's lacking at this point. And I think this is one of the goals, definitely one of the goals of this whole grant.
Dr. Laurent Brard is Division Head of Gynecological Oncology at SIU's School of Medicine in Springfield. He says this collaboration, including the seminar this week, aims to answer questions about why certain cancer rates are higher in rural areas.
I think we need to first understand what are causing these disparities. And once we understand that a little bit better, all right, well, is it as simple as getting the message out? And when I say as simple, it's not that easy. And so what research methods can we use to study that problem and how do we make that better?
Brard says it's a multi-layered question. Why are cancers showing up more often than others? Why are certain cancers more prevalent among rural areas than their urban counterparts? What could help bring those numbers down?
What are the barriers? You know, is it the fact that there's just not enough providers in a certain area? I mean, there's a lot of different issues. So that's sort of one thing that as an example, to tell you all, you know, there's a disparity. How can we make that better?
Often, Brard says, it's a lack of understanding that can lead to higher incidences of preventable or highly treatable cancer, like colon cancer, for example, which can be caught early through screening colonoscopy. But Brard says not enough patients know they need to ask for that screening, and not enough doctors are recommending them.
That is a clear case of a cancer health disparity, because that is not the same incidence that you would have in a large city, where there's a higher proportion of or higher educated people, for instance. Now, the interesting thing there is like, all right, well, we understand that the message is not getting out. Why is it not getting out?
Cancer is not always as randomly selective as it seems, Brard says. Certain types of cancers have patterns, and this research collaboration is looking for those patterns in an attempt to help educate both patients and caregivers about prevention and treatment.
All of the above. There's going to be some, I think, some very down-to-earth things that can be implemented right away to make health, cancer health, really, because that's what we're focused on, improve cancer health. Which could be as simple as education, educating patients, but I think also educating providers. That's a very sort of concrete example, but I think beyond that, there are other issues that may cause disparities. Of course, I say may because we don't really know the extent of these disparities. We know they do exist, but what is the science behind this? What are those causes? And once we understand those causes, how do we then tackle those problems?
The collaboration is set to look at rural cancer disparities because of the challenges that are faced specifically in those areas. Aside from education, you find transportation issues, in many cases a lack of doctors and other specialists. Brard says that can lead to delayed diagnosis, which could be part of the cancer rate disparity.
Well, I think for a lot of the cancers that we're talking about, I mean, the most important thing is prevention before treatment. And so if you're not preventing the malignancy and then you fall into treatment, that's a much bigger issue. And I think that it's critical that actually we understand what the processes are that are blocking us or preventing us from doing a good job at prevention before we even worry about treatment.
The NIH grant enters its second year in September. Brard and others in the partnership say they're hopeful they'll find some answers through collaboration and learning what questions to ask in order to find the answers that help reduce cancer rates across the region. I'm Jennifer Fuller.